Okay. What I'd like to do today is go through just the basic sugya, the Gemara and the basic commentaries. We've shown them not so much along this today, just to get through the sugya, till the top part of Gimel and Aleph. And as I said, tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll start talking about the Bits of Chinuch, which is a major sugya that has one of its important roots here on our daf. But we'll begin. We're up to Kiman Azla, the third Kiman Azla. Right? Remember, we had, again, going back to the Machlokas and the Mishnah between the Behuda and the Chachomim, whether a sukkah higher than 20 amos is kosher or pasul. Chachomim said it's a pasul, sukkah psula, and the Chachomim said the Behuda said it was ksheira. They had different opinions as to what the Machlokas revolved around. Is it a din of Shalta Be'ena that was Rabba's view? Is it something to do with Tzeil that was Abzer's view? Or is it a matter of Keva versus Arai that was Rava's view? And then we had a discussion limiting, on here on Amud Beis, limiting the different opinions or limiting the Machlokas. Okay, so Rabbi Yoshia, for example, said in the name of Rav, maybe we should just read over that again from the beginning. First Kamana, those six lines from the top, just to refresh our memory. Kamana is a hot of Yoshia Amarav, Machlokas, which ain't the Fanas Magios Eschach. Ava the Fanas Magios Eschach, Afil Lamala Me'esimam Aksheru. Kaman, Kerabba, Dama, Mishum Dol Shilta Be'ena, Bekedon Haz Magios Eschach, Mishon Shilta Be'ena. Okay, Rabbi Yoshia limits the Machlokas, said the only Machlokas between the Tanakam and Yehuda is if the walls don't go all the way up to the Eschach. Okay, but if the walls reach the Eschach, then even the Chacham admit that it can be more than 20 Amos Haikir, as high as you like, because you'll have the issue of Shilta Be'ena. Right, this is like Rabba. Once the Defanos reaches Schach, then the Shlita is iron because you'll follow the walls going up and you'll hit the Schach. Good, that was point one. That was Rabbi Yoshia's limitation of Machlokas. The only Machlokas between Rabba and between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Huda is if if the Sukkah is lower than 20. The Defanos don't reach the Schach, then the Behuda says kosher anyways, and then the Rabbanan say no, it's because you won't be able to follow an eye line or an eyesight to the top, so you won't realize you're in a sukkah. I'll explain Shalta Be'ena. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, Kiman Azlo. Kiman Azlo Hadam Rav Huna Amarav. Before it was Yoshi Amarav, now it's Rav Huna Amarav. Machlokas b'she'en ba al arba amos al arba amos. Al yesh ba yosim arba amos arba amos afil l'malam ez ma k'sheir. Okay? He limits the machlokas to a sukkah that's 4 amos by 4 amos. Small sukkah. Okay? It's a small sukkah. But in a larger sukkah, okay, if it's a larger sukkah, then it can be larger than 20 amos. Now we spoke about the ratio, the relationship between the footprint to the basic size of the sukkah and the height of the sukkah. So that's Keman. Who's that like? That's Kabzer, the Amishum Tzelhu, the Keman, the Ravicha, Ika Tzel, sukkah. Okay, if it's longer, bigger, there's more shade, right? So it's only machlokas, how much shade is generated in a smaller sukkah. But a larger sukkah, it's not a problem. Now we come to the third, Kiman Azla, and that's what we're really up to. Kiman Azla, Had Amar Chanan Barab, Amar Rav, again, it's noteworthy, all these Amorim are saying the name of Rav. Before it was Yoshi Amar Rav, then it was Rav Huna Amar Rav, now it's Rav Chanan Barab Amar Rav. Machlokas, B'sheina, Machzekes, Ela Kedei Rosho, Rubo V'Shulchano. Not Dalal Amos, although tiny sukkah. It's enough for a person himself, Rosho, Rubo, Shulchano. His head, his body, and his table. Rosho, Shulchano. That's what fits in the sukkah. That's how big it is. It's a tiny sukkah. I actually once saw such a sukkah. It was very interesting. Sometimes people have in their back outside the back door, the back door of the house, they have like a tiny little, I wouldn't even call it a patio, it's when you're coming up the steps to the back door, a little brick thing. So this person had a tiny sukkah, it was more than this, but it was still comparable to what we used, a tiny sukkah, right outside the kitchen, that was his back door. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, the other end of the table, he was a man who lived alone, an older man, and his wife lived alone, and I think the wife was inside. The other end of the table was inside, he was outside, so most of the table was outside also, but her seat was, it wasn't enough room, they built a tiny sukkah. So let's say you have a tiny sukkah, okay, like that. Here it's machzekas rope, rosho, roshuchano. That's when it's machlokas. Av machzekas yoser, merobu, vikdei rosho, roshuchano, then afil amalam, asim amo, ksheirim. then it can be even higher than 12 yamas. Again, this limits the machlokas of Yehuda Chachamim to a case where there's a tiny sukkah. So let's look a little bit in Rashi. Okay, Rashi is Garcina machlokas b'sheinu machzekas elakadei rosho. Okay, so what Rashi deals with here, it's talking Garcina. You see, talking machlokas b'sheinu. You see where it is, Rashi? Yeah. Okay, Rashi first deals with, one second. We just said the previous Rav Huna was also the name of Rav. He said the machlokas was when it's arba al arba. Okay, and here he's saying the machlokas when it's arba tfa arba amas al arba amas. Here it's saying it's a tiny sukkah. Machzekas rosh rushkon is much smaller than arba amas. So what's going on? So Rashi says in Tomar, kasha the Rav, other Rav. Remember, these are both statements attributed to Rav. So good, that's a no problem. Amoroi ninu valibu the Rav. There's a machokas amoroi based on what they thought Rav said. Sometimes you have Talmidim who hear from the Rebbe, they recall it differently or they remember it differently. So that's what's happening over here. But okay, so the Gemara now asks, who's this go like? So the Gemara says, this is not working, it does not work according to any of our previous shitas. Kiman, delo kechan. This limitation of Rav Chanan bar Rabba to the machokas in Tanakam of Yehuda, that it only applies to a sukkah that's 7 tefachim and 7 tefachim, that's not going to work out really according to anybody. Let's look in Rashi. Kiman, delo kechan. Why? Kechan meharam delayel, the mefarshi time with the asimami. The imishul mishlet eina bishyur, the yosim of the erosha, rishonu, namil osolta. Okay? The sukkah is so small. If the issue is shlitas ayin, mishlet eina, So you have a tiny sukkah, and it's slightly larger now. You can see the schach. You will be able to, you know, this limitation is that everybody agrees when it's beyond Rosh Hashanah, everybody agrees it can be giant. If the issue is Mishlot Shalot Be'eino, then that, well, how does that help? Okay, how does that help if it's slightly larger? So what? That doesn't help. Okay, it helps if the finalist reaches the schach, like above, but that rules that out. Okay? It also doesn't generate any more or less shade. It's still not going to produce enough shade, even, you know. So again, why would that make a difference? And thirdly, umechitzes kevan nami by it. And again, the issue of kevan arai is also not impacted by the sukkah that small. So I don't really understand. He says, who this likes? The verse says, come on, delo kechad. It really doesn't work out according to anybody. Okay? Meaning, it's another opinion. Okay, so let's pause there for a moment. We'll put a period there for a second. Come on, delo kechad. Okay, come on, delo kechad. So, first I just want to understand this business of what size is that Rosh or Rubo Shukhano. Okay, our Gemara does not give a size in Tvachim or in Amos. But the previous case was 4 Amos by 4 Amos. What is Rosh or Rubo Shukhano? So that we see the Rosh points out, and it's Perak Aleph, let's flip to the Rosh. Just need one line, but it's not a big thing. But the Rosh says on the Gemara later on Daf Gimel, but it's the same thing. It's still in Siman Aleph. Perak Aleph, Siman Aleph in the Rosh. Let's see if we can find it. It's going to be labeled. pardon me. It's going to be. Labeled Gimel and Aleph. Let me see if I can find it here quickly.
Zion
al Zion. Yeah, Zion al Zion. Where is it? Yeah, that's going to find it. So that's the one. I'm not sure where it's from. I don't see it here. In the other edition, I found it. Just a moment. Was it page Aleph? See, my edition also is labeled Gimel Aleph, but this one is not. Here it is. In this edition, you have it? It's the bottom of the first column, okay, which is Gimel Aleph. Amar Rav Shmuel, thank you. Amar Rav Shmuel, Amar Rav Huna, Halacha Tzricha Shemachzeka Yisroel Shemuro V'shemaro V'haynu Zayin Tvachim Al Zayin Tvachim. That's what the Rosh tells. That's 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim. Again, that phrase is not in our Brisa. The Rosh is telling us that. How does he know that? The Gavra Ba'amsu Yosef. Okay, a person in space, an average person is 1 Amma, average person's space is 1 Amma by 1 Amma, 1 Amma is 6 Tvachim. Okay, The shulchan or tefach, and it's a tefach, a small, a tiny place. It puts it down. It's a shulchan. Okay, can the isa be rishami kama can the shulchan tefach? Okay, so it comes out that it's Zion al Zion. You don't have to look at it now, but that phrase that the Rosh quotes gavra ba'amsi osiv is a gemara in Zion al Beis by us. Okay, I print them. It's just three words. We don't have to know the whole context of that gemara right now, but it's a gemara in Zion al Beis. By us is gavra ba'amsi osiv. Okay, a person sits. It's, if you want to look it up, it's Zion and Beis, the last word, three lines to the bottom. It's three, Gabra Ba'amsa Yosef. Okay? And Rashi over there explained it, but we don't really need to go into all that now. Okay? Just that there was an Amma is six Tvachim. Okay? And so a person sits in that space and put that together with the Yerushalmi, so we find the following. The Rosh is putting it together. The Rosh puts together the Gemara and Zion and Beis. With the Rishabi that I quoted for you, so it's five here. Rishabi is in Sukkah Perek Beis Halacha Ches. Lo sof dava shulchano el afilu kadei shulchano kamu kadei shulchano tefach. That's what we need. Again, the case of the Rishabi is not mentioned, not so important for us. The Carbonate explains in six. Lo sof dava shulchano lav dafku shulchano om besoch habayis pasta de shamay el afilu kadei shulchano kom ha yoshem rosh ha rubu sukkah. Well, the fun of Mokom Pony with bias, Kadesh Shukhara, now we pass in time for five good Gazvina, Yoshe Rak Roach with some Ruba Sukkos, or shall we Moshe and Tokha bias? Okay, the issue of what's going on there is that if you're sitting in the Sukkah, but your table with all the food on is inside, so what are we afraid of? Shall we Moshe, you'll go in, you'll lean in, you'll walk in and take food off the table. So therefore, you have to have a table in the Sukkah also. Okay, and the Gemara there, Rishami's opinion is even if there's no table there, but there's empty space there, which is the size of a table, we're also worried you're going to go in. But we're not worried about that. Again, it's a different machlokes. But what we do see is that clearly is that and more clear from the Pnei Moshe. Let's look at the Pnei Moshe. So seven, and that Rishami took a part based on machlokes. Lo so to allow the after talk of the Shechon and Shalom Beisham, and the Shir Kadei Shechon, and below Rosh Ruvah, the Kama Shir Tefa, the Gabra of Amsi Yosef, the Im Kadei Shechon and Shiva Tvachim, Bein Baruch, Bein Baruch, and the Lefam Lo Shev Ka, the Lefam Lo Ka, Hari Zayin Al Zayin. You know, again, you have to, you remember, Rashi points this out here by us, people would recline when they ate, right? It was when we Rosh Ruvah, your head and your body, that's the same airspace, right? Because you're sitting, you know, but the answer is no, because it goes by the over your body, because it was spread out, it takes more space. Right? Let's look back to Rashi by us, okay, here on Beis on Beis. Rashi says, Rosh Marubo, Derech Su'udoson, you see the Rashi right after the Gilan Hashayas, Derech Su'udoson Behesebahaisa al mitos. They used to recline on couches. Let me know the Pesach. Besubin al-tzad smolom, ve'ein ochlin zekufin ve'yoshin kamonu. They didn't sit straight. Like we do. We've grown up, the parents would sit straight at the table, right? So they didn't slouch. They would slouch. Leficha chutzacho rosho virubo. Lafuche ktana she rosho nichnasbo v'shulchano v'lo rubo. O rosho rubo lo shulchano. Right? You need all these things. And it comes out to seven tvachim. Okay? And that's the story. That's how you know it's seven tvachim. Okay, good. Now, it's interesting because the sugya said, keman delo kichad. Right? Keman, this opinion does not work really according to anybody of the position that we had. Because none of the criteria they fix, whether it's Shoshobahena, whether it's sale, whether it's Arai versus Keva, is solved or changed at the 7 Tochim by 7 Tochim mark. So let's look in Tosis here, basically. Kemad Dalo Chachan. Vidive Rabchanan Baraba Tzvicha Taima. I mean, I have a reason why that should make a difference. Why should even the Chacham agree, if it's anything more, the whole machlokas, our mission, is anything more than a tiny sukkah, then there's no machlokas, then it can be, you know, more than 20 amos high. Okay, tzarech tana. V'yesh mefarshim t'havi le'lul shol tarna golem, keva de gviyo k'tina kule high. Okay, it's very high, but it's narrow, right? So that's like a chicken coop. Okay. What Tosis posits is that the problem with such a sukkah is that when it's thin and that high, okay, more than 20 amos, it's like a lul shotarnagol, like a chicken coop. It's not fit. I think this is what Tosis means. It's not fit for human beings. It's not it's less than a sukkah. It's nothing. It's an animal coop. Okay, you coop up animals in there. You don't put people in there. More than seven tochim though, since that's already considered a sukkah, now that could be okay even if it's taller than 20 amos. That's what Tosa says. Okay, that's what Tosa says. The Ritva does not seem to be convinced of this. Let's look at the sheet. Source 9. Kiman azan ruchana ad kiman delo kichan. Pirish. The bain time, first he repeats like Rashi. Pirish. The bain time, mishum bin de shalto beinai, kirabo. O mishum bin sel kerbzera. O mishum bin sarai kirabo. Leka le shabi hefresh bain shi mabzeches kidei roshi roshi ruchano yoser ba'at. There's no distinction, according to none of those three, the Ritva is saying we saw it, what we said already, but there's no reason to make a distinction within this opinion between seven tochim and more than seven tochim. The Bahan Nami Leka Yadiyah, Vitzel Sukkah, Vavi Keva. Ubechlala the Han Nami Lo Yada, my time of the Masnisin, Alibudor Khanan. Umeimer the Lokechad, Hani Amor, the Lokechad, the Amor of Hashim, like the Buchel Kamon. The Ritva says we're not choshev the whole shita. That's what the lo kechad means. But he says lo yada my time of the masnisa lebe chana. We don't know. It doesn't care, I guess, for Tosis' point that it's not considered a sukkah. It's not considered fit for human dwelling. That's what Tosis seems to say. If it's that small and that high, less than seven tefachim, and so high, that's not a human dwelling. But if it's slightly higher, then that's enough, and therefore, even though the Rabbanu would agree, it can be high, right? That's Tosis. But the Ritva simply says, we don't know the reason. We don't know, and therefore, Nachosh and Hoshita, you understand, the Ritva seems to say, it doesn't seem to accept Tosis' reason, and it just seems to say that we don't know. We don't know what his reasoning is. Okay? I think Rashi also didn't give us, it could be Rashi like the Ritva, we simply don't know. We do have a sugya very quickly, a little bit later on Abdallah ben Alam, turn the page, where the Gemara introduces something called a dira srucha. Okay, dira srucha. Okay, the case there is we learned in the Mishnah that the sukkah has got at least 10 tefachim high. So the case over there is Haisel right above the. You see Abdallah ben Alam where the pictures are, right above the pictures. You have pictures there. Okay, right above the pictures, it says, Haisa Gvo, no, not that one, I'm sorry, just a moment, not that one, that's Eshimamo. I'm sorry, it's a few lines above that, it's like five lines above that. Haisa Gvo, Yud Tvachim. The Schach was 10 Tvachim off the floor of the Sukkah. But Behutzin Yardin Latok Yud. Branches or leaves, let's say use. Palm branches, little old, the little of it splits up and you can open it and use that as branch. I told you, I saw it with my eyes, okay, in the desert, and that's so you can see that they have sukkah like huts, better than the others living there. And the roof, are these really, really are basically palm fronds that are split open, and it covers a lot of space. You flop that down and that's how you make a roof. So, but some of the branches were sticking down into the sukkah, within less than 10 tefachim, within the 10 tefachim. So that's the case of Hutzin, excuse me, Yutvah, Haisagmo Yutvah, Behutzin Yard Matokhut, Sover Abayel Meimar, Im Chamtom Arubu Mitziltom Ksheira. Okay? Im Abayel held, in that case over there, by the way, you see Rashi, before the lines get wide the first time, Behutzin. Hutzin are shoschach, roshaya atluya, the tops or the tips or whatever. So im tziltom shall osam hutzim rubi chamosam, you have a shakit le tzchach, kshere, okay? I'm sorry, and Amali Rabba, and Rabba said, no, ha dira sruchi, the ain adam dar, the dira srucha. Okay, there Gemara brings up something called the dira srucha. It's unpleasant. Sukkah usually means there's a bad smell to it. It doesn't mean it smells. It's just like disgusting. You live in a tiny thing, it's 10 tefachim high, and it's got half the schach is sticking into it. It's called a dira srucha. Okay, I just want to point out that, that concept of dira srucha. Okay? So that could be what Tosis is getting at here, you know, Tosis here about the Beis Hamikdash doesn't use the term there, so just says lul shel tarnagolim. Maybe it's conception, the same type of thing. It's the type of thing which a person wouldn't want to live in. Now the Ritva over there on Daf Dalav Aleph, source 12, the Kedusha Ritva there on Daf Dalav says Hadaminan, Hadaminan, Haisak Vo, I saw a problem. Okay, why would you think they're good? You don't have 10 tefachim airspace. No, these you might think is tough to the sky. They're coming from the above sky. The shiny hacha, the malachal asara. You have to have an open space of 10 ponim ischah, because otherwise it will have a dira sucha. Otherwise, it's going to be a dira sucha. Even though it's not a problem with the height, it's a dira sucha. And he says, "Ulegabe ha lo amrin keman the lesnu the hachazina the isnu v'adil dira sucha v'chafim v'dera psula lo chatrim v'ad kedas mitzachol." It's possible in Yemen. So I'm just putting this together with this Tosus, that maybe that's the problem. Dira Sukha is possibly the other. It's not considered fit for human inhabitants. So that's also perhaps the case with us. However, I do want to point out something that Sfas Emes mentions in source 13. Sfas Emes on Beis Hamikdash Aleph. Okay? He's bothered by a different problem. A technical problem. The Sukha begins, the Gemara begins, you know, more or less towards the beginning, actually a brief interlude about Erev, and it says, Menohani Mili. Menohani Mili. Usually, Menohani Mili introduces, you want to know what Pasuk there is, right? Where does it come from? And what follows is a three of Machlokas, Rabba, Rabzera, and Rabba. So the Sfas Emes is bothered by that. Look at 13. He says, Shomu Gor Menohani Mili. It's not his kosher. The Lo Matzil Hashon Kazev Makum Dika Pluta. But how about the name of my time of the Tarakama? Okay, we shouldn't ask Nohani Mili that a sukkah above 20 amas is no good. We should ask my time of, right? My time of Tarakama came to Yudha Makshir. Okay, I mean, it's a machokas in the Mishnah. Usually, Nohani Mili, we can have a statement. Okay, I said it backwards. Not far, not a mean machokas after machokas before. Usually, you have a statement in the Mishnah. Ask Nohani Mili, what's a pasuk? Okay, where does it come from? You don't usually have Menohani Mili following the Machlokas. That's what he usually asks, my time. Why does he say this? Why does he say that? So that's what the Sfas Emes points out. Okay, but Yishlom with the Koya Hag, I'm going to let the Apostle Daraisa, who Makshim Menohani Mili. Okay, he says, now it's going on, we said that it's Apostle Daraisa, but what the Gemara just concluded by comparing it to Erevin, okay, that it's a psul d'oraisa, and then we ask, Menohani Mili, where do we know from the Torah that it's possible, right? That's why the Rabbah quoted a pasuk, well, I need the Rosekam, etc. But that's what's going on. Okay. Well, if he's that, the Kaman, behaftu abchanan amarav, that's abchanan barav amarav, the Meir be'enam abzekas elekadei roshu shuchano, shakasu atosus the psula mitam, the havi kelul shotarnagolin, yeshlomo the day be'emes pasurak with abonim. The local chad mahana the avtamal of sumi deraisa. Okay, the Sfas Emes points out that again we saw in Tosis the Gemara, the one keman the local chad. We don't know who it's like. We don't know what his reason is. His Tosis suggests because it's not a place that's fit for human habitation. Okay, like we said, comparing it to Dura Srucha, fine, but the Sfas Emes says that's only psul drabana. The whole shita in on Beis Hamikdash Aleph with Rabba and Zera and they're going to hold that it's a psul d'oraisa. If Rabba requires sholta me'ena because says laman yedir or sechem, so you don't have it, then the sukkah is psul d'oraisa. If he requires that much tzeil, you don't have it, then it's psul d'oraisa. And he requires that to be a dira sarai not eres kev. You don't have it, it's a psul d'oraisa. So Sfas interjects that it's a psul only psul d'rabana if the issue is, as we said. According to Rabbi Bar of Chanan, that it's like a lul shel tarnagolim, it's not fit for human. I mean, why is that possible? Horizon? I mean, d'rabbanan, it's not fit for human dwelling. But I mean, I'm not convinced that the Sfas Emes is right. You could say, no, it's not even called the sukkah, which it seems to me is what Tosfos said. No, Tosfos says his lashon is the Duras of Kiman.
He says, the chalul, not chalul, so the likuye sukkah. So I'm not 100% convinced that the Sfasem is right, that, but he said, but the flow of the Gemara is right. He says, there's what's basically he's bothered by, or he's analyzing, what does the Gemara mean by telling us that, kamat azza, the low kamat? Okay, it's not like, so who is he like? We don't know what he said. What is he telling us, the low kachat, the low kamat? So the answer is, he's not like any of those shitas, namely Rabba, Rab Zera, and Rabba, who said that the psul of the Mishnah is Doraisa. He's not like any of them. He holds only psul Rabbanim. You follow what I'm saying? That's what the Sfasemis means. It's just Delo Kemal. He's not following any of those shitas that explain this to be a Machokas on a Doraisa level, and that according to Rabbanim, it's psul Doraisa for one of those three reasons. Rather, he holds only Rabbanim. Okay, could be. It could be. Now the Gemara goes on. Let's go a little wider to the Gemara. Okay, let's look a little wider to the Gemara. The Gemara says, what we're up to, Bishlom de Byoshia. See it? What happened? Back to where we were, yeah? Bishlom de Byoshia, Pliga Adam Hunav Rabchanan Barabba. The Inu Kayav Shiurab Mishnah, Iu Lo Kayav Shiurab Mishnah. I understand, says the Gemara, what the machokas is between Rabbi Yoshia on one side. Rabbi Yoshua is the one who said that the whole machlokas is only when the defanos don't reach the schach. But if the defanos do reach the schach, then it's no machlokas. That was Rabbi Yoshua. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, I understand Rabbi Yoshua disagrees with Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Chanan bar Rabba. The Inu, Kal Yahavi Shiur Rabbi Mishra, there they feel that the issue has to do with the shear, with the size. Okay? That the machlokas from Yehuda, the Rabban, and the Mishnah revolves around the size of the sukkah. One said that the Nolachokas is bigger than Dal Abbas, the other said Nolachokas is bigger than Zayat Dal Tochim, but they agree fundamentally that the Machokas revolves around size. Whereas according to the Yosha, it does not. According to the Yosha, it doesn't do the size, it's doing whether the Fanus went to Schach or not. So it's a totally different issue that he's looking into, right? So that's what Gemara says. Bishlam Rabbi Yoshia, the Rabbi Yoshia, Pliga, the Hunabarab, Hanabaraba, the Inu Kayoyev Shuri. Okay, they're giving you a learning has to do with the size of the Shura Mishka, okay? The Yuloka of Shura Mishka. Let's look at Rashi, okay? Rashi says, Lemishka, right over in Rashi. Lemishka, Lemesha Hasun, Gdabar, Bein Gdola, Bein Katala, Lo Nechlu, Elbash, Ein Defanos Magius, okay? So that's him. But the Yuloka of Shura Mishka, okay? Ella says, Rav Huna, Rav Chana Barabo. What's the machokas between Rav Huna, who says that the issue is that the divide, whatever the threshold is, Dal Amos and Dal Amos. If it's bigger than Dal Amos and Dal Amos, even the Rabbanan agree with Yehuda that it can be more than 20 hours high. Or the other one says no, it's a din of Zayin al Zayin. What's the machokas exactly? Okay, Elo, Rav Huna, Rav Chana Bar Abba, Neima Behechshe Suga Kamiflugi. What is their machlokas about? Their machlokas is about the size, what is the minimum size of a sukkah? The hechsha sukkah coming from me. Okay. Tamar sabar hechsha sukkah by arba amos. Umar sabar the hechsha sukkah by zekah is rosh aruba. That would seem to be the machlokas over there. In other words, what's the minimum size of a sukkah? All right? In other words, according to Rav Huna, who says that the argument of arba amos could be the Rav Huna, will hold that the sukkah cannot be small in arba amos anyway. No, but anyhow, regardless of how high it is, right? In other words, Rav Huna, who says that the issue is, Rav Huna says the issue is that the machlokas no longer applies past arba amos. Okay, that even the Rabbanim will agree that Yehuda can be taller, right? Can be more than 20 amos high if the footprint is dal amos. He said Zayin, let him talk about it. He said the minimum size of the sukkah is 4x4 amos, right? That's what he would hold. And the other opinion, Rav Chana bar Rabba, says no. The minimum size of the sukkah is Zayin Tomo, Zayin Tomo. That's the Gemara proposes. That seems to be the machlokas over here between these two. Okay, let's look at Rashi. El Rav Huna, Rav Chana, the Amri Taima Rabbanan Bishiyura the Mishkahu, that the Shita Rabbanan depends upon the size of the sukkah. Okay, Umara Vadal Amar Rosh Mishkano, name of Hashem Sukkah, but Orcho Rabba Pligi. The Tarvayu Islu, the Chipligi Rabbanan Besukkah, two sevens, Bishir Hashem, Orach Sukkah, Pligi, Utsvei Mi'am Machshari. They both say
that if the sukkah is the minimum size for it to be good, that's where the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda argue. Okay, that's where the Rabbi Yehuda argue. But if it's bigger than that, then they'll agree, the Rabbanan will agree to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? I feel like Moa came with the Richa, he could sell Schat. Otaim Achrilachshir, Rav Huna, Sober, Otaim Achrilachshir. Rav Huna, Sober, Yef Shalaham, and Machokas, Bechus, with Dal Amas, Dim Kane, Belav Gom, Esma, Absul, the Heksha Sukha, Barab Amas, Karebi, the Mala Kamanach, right? Like I just said, Rav Huna doesn't entertain seven as being anything to do with this Machokas. Why? Because he holds 7x7, and it's anyway, what? Plus, anyway. Too small. He holds the minimum size of the sukkah, like Rebbe, is Arba Amos, Arba Amos. There's nothing to talk about. Right? That's why he doesn't bring up Zayin Tvachim or Zayin Tvachim. That's the Gemara says, is the Machlokas here. Okay? And then the Gemara says, no. So it says, lo, no. That's not the machlokes. The kula alma heksha sukkah rosh arusha chanof. No, everybody, Rav Huna and Rav Chana Bar Abba, all agree that the minimum size of the sukkah. That's the rove of the opinions leading out Rebbe. That the minimum sukkah zayin tocham or zayin tocham. Everyone agrees that the kula alma heksha sukkah rosh arusha chanof. What are they arguing about then? The mar sub machshav machzekas rosh arusha chanof pligi. Abba yos rosh arusha chanof divrako ksheira. They hold what? Lo, the kula alma heksha sukkah rosh ruchuchano. Acha welcome with me. The mar saba machzekas rosh ruchuchano pligi. The machokas in the chacham is when you have a very small sukkah holds just the basic zayin tovim. That's where they argue at the head of the sukkah. Avol yosim rosh ruchuchano dibrakol ksheirim. But bigger than that is okay. Omar Samar, the other one says no. May Rosh Hashanah ad Dal Amos pligi. The machlokes is from the minimum size up to Dal Amos. That's what they argue. Avo Yosu Dal Amos Dibra Kol Ksheira. Okay, period. That's, I think we mentioned, so that's how they learn the machlokes. The Ritva that I printed here in Source 14, Sukkah Beis Beis, spells it out very clearly. So let's read it there before moving on to the next point. Years of Hasarim, see in 14. This is the Chiddush here in Beis Beis. Gears of Sarah, the Bishop of Yoshia, Pligat Abchanab, there's a review. Bishop of Yoshia, Pligat Abchanab, Rabba, Adam Abhuna, the Chain gives us Rashi, the Chain is from Yishon. The Ika, the Kashal, the Chibishu, the Lohai, Rabbi Yoshia, Mesha, Sukkah, Mishwaki, Pulling a Lion. First of all, who says of Yoshia disagrees? Just because of Yoshia says that we take a look at whether the father's roots is chav. Do a modul of a mesh of sukkah, modul gam kein, the chol shu yosef, arba amos, ksheira. Afo gav she ain't father's magis is chav. Ela de iu, omar, ksheira achrisi, af besukkah ktana. Maybe Rabbi Yoshi is not arguing altogether. Maybe Yoshi is saying something else. Rabbi Yoshi is saying there's another thing you can look at besides the size. Not lafuke the size, but in addition to the size. You follow? That's his first point. Okay? Ela de iu, omar, ksheira achrisi, af besukkah ktana. Let me give you another hetty where it's a small sukkah. Mishmahachi guy said, Yoshia lo pligad of Hunavar and Rechana, but less than he did wrong. My parish anachan the Vadai Hani name of Yoshia and Hunavarav Udrachana pligad of Lagamri. All three disagree. She'im machok is Yudur Abonim, Kidivrezeh, Eim machokus and Kidivrechavero. No, says Ritva. They're all arguing, there's no agreement. If this is the machokus, this is the machokus, and that's it, nothing else. Taido. Okay, right? These are all students of Rav, and it sounds like Rav argues, but again, it's all students. Also, the Memar, divide that Memar the Yoshi Meshem Rav, Pliga, Ida Tami Hani Meshem Rav, the Hava Aloroi, Alim the Rav, like Rashi said. The Rabbi Yoshia lo ayri klal b'mesha sukkah ki heicha the name of Shoshama Shmuel Rabbo v'asam a perish hatz with the polling of perish the inach ela shmosa kosho Rabbo l'dvar v'lo hosu v'lo gar v'lo perish b'klum. In other words, this is what he heard from his Rebbe, and Abba Rav Huna Rav Chana Rabba efshtelo pliya hadad yali v'dav ala tabayo modu the Rav hakekama machlok es b'shi yesh bo ech shesukkah Aval yesh bo yosef v'dash sukkah divya kol ksheva. Okay, what they heard, both of them heard from Rav, that they're not arguing. It's not a different understanding of Rav, according to this Hindu Tvosa. They both heard from Rav that the machokas in the Mishnah, to the Rabbanan Yehuda, is when the sukkah is bigger than, even slightly bigger than what? Minimum size. Now they now argue what? What is the size? You follow? So the Tvosa is saying a little different. It's not different understandings of Rav. Okay, what they're saying is, each one applied Rav to his opinion about the other, you follow? But they both agree that Rav said, when is the machokas? When it's higher, when it's above, when the sukkah is larger than minimum size. Now, the two of them argue, talking what is minimum size. That's not right, that's on their own. Okay?
That's only for the first part of the Gemara, but back in that, right?
Say again?
This is only within the first Bishlam of the Gemara. I mean, not Bishlam. The Gemara says it, and then it goes back to nobody ever agrees.
Right. No, so, correct. Exactly right. Okay? And then again, he's going to say. He says, they argue, Omar Sama Hashem Sukkah, they were Jerusalem, come on, Bechol Chagar, Pirish Dibir Rav, they're not too much around. Omar Habrina, no. The Lechula Alma Hashem Sukkah, they were Jerusalem. Oh, no, Grab one. Omar Mewa Grab Gufa, with the plea, Mar Mahapa. Comes out, not like you said, not the answer to the words on. Okay? Right, this is not, you know, so worth shattering. It's part of our commerce. We got to go through it. Now let's go back. Mason. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, Mason. Look at Rashi. Rashi didn't spell it out the way he did, the way Ritwan did. Rashi, Abel Yosef, and they wrote you, Kasher, at the time of the puzzle, Mama asked him, well, you're dealing with him. In other words, we don't know why he'll say it's kosher if it's bigger than 7-12 or 7-12. We don't know why he mentioned Achilik in the first place. Right? That was the Rav Chanan Bar Rabba being the low kechat. We don't know why. Okay? Umar Sama Gneosh Mishkono, Bechain B'yosa Da'ar, I was pleading, B'go of a Tami Shum Tzel. B'yosa Da'ar, I was pleading to Kev the Richa Yikat Tzel. But Mesa, Laharach Amoroi, the priest of the Plutum Asisim, Kavifar Shoazo. It's a question on the above. Okay? Question on the above, at least some of the above. Okay? Maybe not Rabbi Yosha, but the others. A question. Basically, let's see, this is important. Okay? Sukkah shigvo lamala me'asim amma. Psula. Okay? Rabbi Huda Machsher an arboim v'chamishim amma. It's similar to our Mishnah, to Brisa, it's similar to language our Mishnah, right? Sukkah shigvo lamala me'asim amma psula, that's the Tanakama. Yudas Machsher an arboim v'chamishim amma. So first of all, we have to deal with that. It could be even 40 or 50 amas high. Well, which is it? 40 or 50, right? Or, so right off the bat, Rashi says, Rashi doesn't address it, but Tosas does. Tosas addressed it. Ad arbo b'chamish v'adam. Ki hai gav naksoni gav ay mova b'reish erivin. V'lo tiksha do diya kachir. Right, that would be a typical thing for the Gemara. Yes. It could be either 40 or 50 amas high. The Gemara would generally pounce on it and say, well, if it could be 50, about it could be 40. Right? I mean, that's a typical thing, right? Right? Wouldn't that be a sort of typical thing the Gemara would say? Okay, hashta, 50 is good, about 40 is good. I mean, the Gemara doesn't do that here. Okay, Rabbi just makes that statement, 40 or 50, the Gemara doesn't sort of jump on it. So Tosa says, look at those. Okay. Below teaching of Diak Hachachach Hamishim Cherubim Mavoyah, Kidai Kidim Reish Amon and his own. Now he's going to prove a few other places the Gemara Taka does that. So one is the Gemara in Ksubas, Gabi Amon and Shosha Shtayim Bisholo Shonim. The guy stayed there. She stayed with her husband for 2 or 3 years. Below Tibai Mizon said, and she collected Mizon, so Ibn Mizon said, but again, he asked the same question. Well, if it happens after 2 years, about it happens after 3 years, right? Uvsof Baba Kama, Gabi Lukuchin, Minaroin, Harbor Chamei Son, Arba Chamesh Gizin, awesome. Neima Dahavi Zu, Beitzor Lomar Zu. That's why it's a kasha. But kasha, he did pregnant. So that's why, that's what doesn't do it over here. But here is another Gemara, in Nida. Gabi Kisha is a woman who's having pain in the throes of pregnancy. The Koromea Fila Arba Chamesh Yom, either 40 or 50 days. And the Gemara there does ask Hashta Chamisha because she can be in the pain of labor for 40, about a 50. Okay? Yeah. All right, and the bottom line is, Tosa gives you other examples where the Gemara would ordinarily ask this question. They don't ask it over here. And the basic idea here is it's not the number. Okay? What the idea says, Tosa, is it could be even higher than 20. It could be 40, it could be 50, it could be 75, 112. I mean, it just gives you a couple of examples, but not as a definitive rule. The bottom line is it can be higher than 20 others. Okay? That's what comes out. Take a look at, I printed a 19, the Tosa Rosh. Okay, here on base of a base, Sukkah, I feel out of how about I feel it too. It can be higher than that. But our boy Mechamishim, Kidabri Inchi, people talk 40, 50. You know, oh, it's about 2-3 miles from here. It's very close, it's only 2-3 miles from here. You told me it's 3 miles, and certainly it's closer, it's 2 miles. But people talk, right? People talk like that. I'll be there 10, 15 minutes. It's rounding it off, so Tosa Rosh, like Tosa, don't get excited about it. I mean, Tosa here marshals other places where you have such a, with a Medayan connection. Yes, but that's what Rosh says, okay? Look at the Ritva and Kedusha Ritva here at Beis Mabez. Meisvei is 20. Meisvei is Sukkah Shikol Amal Nesiv Amal Psula Yehuda Maksha Afil Ad Arboi Mechamish Amal Pirish Vuad In Yoser Ela Denokar Chad Minyon Reba Hanad Lo Shalim and My Ear Yarboi Mechamish Amal. Okay, that's what Mordes may ask about it. It's understood that it's just a phrase that people use and that's it. Okay. Anyway, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That can be even higher than 20 hours. Good. That's nice. And now Rabbi Yehuda wants a new proof. What's his proof? Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Have another, please. It's the first one of the line, about 15 lines down. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda. Just a moment. Yeah. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not going to prove his position that it can be even more than 20 amos high. It can be much more. It can be double, 40, 50, whatever. Much higher. Story with Helena Hamalka, Queen Helena. Okay, who exactly was she? We'll see in a second. Maisa Behelni Hamalka, Belud. She also lived in Lud. Shahaisa Sukasa Gavoa Maesimama. She was the queen. She had a sukkah which was much larger in dimensions. Okay, much larger than 20 amas. V'hayu zekeinim nichnasa yosef alom adomer. And the Talmidim, to pay tribute, whatever, they were good terms with her. So the Chacham came by to her sukkah. No one said, hey, the sukkah's too big. No one said, boom. Okay? Nobody objected to the sukkah. So Abu Lo, so you understand, what does that seem to indicate? Yeah, it's okay to have more than 20 amas high because she had a sukkah more than 20 amas high, says Rabbi Yehuda, and nobody said boo to her. So I'm right. It could be 40, 50, or whatever it is. Right? No one said it to her. So they said, that's Rabbi Yehuda's right. So Amru Lo, they did answer Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya. That's no proof. Isha Haisa, two of them are sukkah, anyways. You know what? Her brother didn't speak up because she's not high in sukkah anyhow. So they didn't want to make any trouble. So it doesn't make sense. I think that they didn't eat there. They just didn't say that they ate there. Just said they didn't point out the problem. They didn't point the problem because no problem. So I think the sukkah altogether. Right? Mitzvah says, I'm coming up to see the sukkah altogether. Isha Isuk, two of the sukkah. I just told 1 second. Yeah. Okay? So Isha Isuk, two of the sukkah. So what is this? That's Taka good taina. Was, again, the bottom line is they don't want to offend her. She says a beautiful sukkah. Good, it's not chayim anyway. All right, so Amal ahead. Valo Shiva bottom hayula. But we have a tradition. She had 7 sons. Okay? And not only that, for old, Kol Ma'aseh Ha'lo Ostot Ella al picha chavim. And whatever she did, she consulted chavim first. Mela, they would come into a sukkah, they would offend, they wouldn't say anything. But it says in the Gemara that why? She would always check first. So when she first checked, they should have said, well, listen, don't build that big. But I understand that once she built it already, and I said, look, it's woman, she's not chayim, so we're not going to say anything to her. But she checked things out first. She checked things out first. And the Gemara digresses and says, what is it? We have to add that, that she did everything by the Pichacham. So, Hacha Kamalu, Kisomru, Bonim, Kitanim, Hayu, Kitanim, Pinturim, and Azukah. Maybe, first question was, what? All right, maybe she wasn't Chayav and Sukkah, but she had children, including male children. They're Chayav. So that I can get out of by saying, what? They're kids. They were Kitanim, little kids. Okay, that's it. So, Kitanim, Pinturim, and Azukah. One second. But came of the Shivahai, she had seven sons. He efshed the Lohavid bin Chad, she ain't Zorach Leimo. Okay? One of them, she had seven kids, not septuplets. Okay, they got seven kids. One of them is going to be a little older, but at least seven. Now, one of them is going to be at least 7 years old. Okay? As such that he's old enough to be trained in the midst of Sukkah. He efshed the Lohavid bin Chad, she ain't Zorach Leimo. He's old enough, he doesn't need mommy anymore to hang on to mom. We'll get to that in a second. Okay? So, therefore, they should have said something. And if you'll tell me that, well, that's also only Drabbanon. Even Chinuch, it's only Drabbanon. Okay, yeah, true. But even Drabbanon, she didn't pay attention to Drabbanon. Toshma, no, it's not true. Because that's why we say, meaning what? She did ask. She did ask. Don't tell me, well, okay, she knows she wasn't, she cares only about Rabbanon. Anyway, she didn't care about what Rabbanon said. She did care. We, she was asked. So Mamela, this being the case, evidently, the sukkah of Helena Malka was higher than 20 amos high. Okay, which seems to indicate, like we just said, that it can be higher. Don't tell me it's a woman. Okay, because she wasn't high money, because she had kids. And don't tell me the kids were so little, because it was at least some of them were older, and she always checked things out. She did all the drop bottoms too. Evidently, that sukkah is good. So Yehuda says, proof positive what? That I'm right. Okay? And with me?
Yeah.
That's the basic. That's the question. Now, it's only a question. Well, let's continue. The verse says, Abishlom olaman da'amar b'sha'ein t'fanos magiz uschad. Then machlokas, okay. I'm sorry, no. Bishlo amarav shein tefanas b'gizat machlokas darka shemalka leisha b'sukkah shein daf tefanas b'gizat yishum avira. I'll tell you something, okay. The queen is going to have the state of the art sukkah for that time, whatever the state of the art was, right? So taka there, it's very likely that she didn't have tefanas went all the way up. It was open space. First of all, it's prettier. Also, let's air it. I can't throw it there to salt. It's a pleasant weather on Sukkot. That. So, there's a Rechob, by the way. There's a Rechob Halei Malka in Yerushalayim. I don't know where it is, but there's a Rechob Halei Malka. They live there. Okay, so again. So, Darka Shomalka, Leisha, Besukkah, Shein, Tfanus, Megillah, Tzach, top of the next page, Yishum, Avira, the air gets through. All right, so that I understand. That I understand. But Elamanda, Amar, Besukkah, Ketana, Machokah, is those who hold the machlokas is meaning Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Berei the Rabba, who said the machlokas is, you know, in a small sukkah. How would that? How would anything? Be, how would any light be shed on that? According to, but for the case of Helena Malka, what, she had a tiny sukkah? That's not that. A queen doesn't have a tiny sukkah. Okay, it works out well according to the first opinion of Yoshia. Okay, that works out very beautifully because probably she had a sukkah where the tefanos didn't reach the schach. And therefore, and it was bigger than 20 amos, so now I understand why Rav Yehuda brings a riot to him, to himself, for this case. Say it again. According to Yoshia, the machlokas is what? The machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is only when the tefanos don't reach the schach. When the tefanos do reach the schach, then even Rav Yehuda agrees. Even Rav Yehuda can be taller than 20 amos. But the case of Helena Malka was very likely a case of what? Tfaros didn't reach the Schach, and it was higher than 20 Amos, in which case the Chacham should say what? No good. And yet, the Chacham allowed Rabbi Hillel Malka to sit there, so says Yehuda, that story proves me correct, that it can be 40, 50, whatever you want. And even if the Schach doesn't, even the Tfaros don't reach the Schach. Because probably that was her Sukkah, yeah? So that's a riot to me. But according to those who hold, according, that's why we would have marshaled that riot. Now, I'm not saying they couldn't. I'll say, the Chacham can answer, no, hell, the Sukkah Malkah, hell, the Sukkah didn't reach the Schach. Fine, I don't care about that now. Okay, if you get out of it. But at least I understand why we would have brought a riot. But according to those who held, namely Rav Huna, Adam Chanan Marab, who said that the Machlokes revolved around the size of the Sukkah, what proof would Yehuda be producing from the story of Hillel Malka? How would that prove his case? She wasn't in a Sukkah that was exactly Zion al Zion, or a Sukkah that was exactly Dalet al Dalet. She was in a bigger Sukkah. Well, according to them, in a bigger Sukkah, even the Rabbanan agreed that it could be taller. So how would Yehuda have a proof? You follow the logical word? That's what we're saying. How would we, why would Yehuda bring a proof from there? There's no proof. That's the masonry. Okay? In other words, you have to follow the flow of the Gemara. And it's a masonry. The masonry is a kasha. There's a lot here. It's not a difficult word. You have to follow the flow. Okay? The masonry, which started the masonry, which started on I don't know, about 20 lines to the bottom, right? Yeah, about 20 lines. That Mesive is a kasha against the two other Amoraim, Aliba de Rav, Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba. Okay? Now, it's a sort of inter-involved question. Mesive, Rav Huna brought a proof to himself in the case of Hallel Malka, goes to the whole case of Hallel Malka, but now finally coming back to, you know, doesn't come back to ask the kasha really until the next page. Okay, or really the bottom of the page. So Bishlama, three lines to the bottom, right? It dejects, but it comes back. So Bishlama, Lamad Damar Shein, the Fanos Man Yusus Chachmachokas, so Darka Shemalka, Leisha Mesukah Shein, the Fanos Mikos Chachmach, Shemabir. And Lamad Damar Mesukah Ketana Machokas, the Darka Shemalka, Leisha Mesukah Ketana, right? She wasn't sitting in the Sukah Ketana. According to them, the Rabbanan agreed to Yehuda that if it's bigger than either Zion al Zion or Adal Adal, whichever opinion you can choose, the Rabbanan agrees to Yehuda had no business making a proof of that, right? That's the kasha. So the kasha gets their learning. Because the Yehuda brought a proof from Hillel Malka, and that's wouldn't work out according to them. Get it? That's the flow of the Gemara. Just important to see the flow here. Okay, because you lose sight of it, because you get kind of like, get sidetracked a little bit with the whole Hillel Malka story. Okay, but anyway, and again, our proof and the Gemara's purpose here also is not to tell you how the Rabbanan answer Yehuda's proof. Okay, so I told you can answer already. That's not the purpose of the Gemara here. So our answer is Amar Rabba Bar Rabba Ada. Okay, three lines to the top. Gimel Alav Lo Nitzucha La Sukkah Asuah Kitonios Kitonios. It's talking about a sukkah that's Kitonios has. I don't know what the right word is, compartments. The sukkah has different rooms, so it's like a giant sukkah, it has different sections. I don't know if I've ever seen a sukkah like that, but I guess you could come up with such a sukkah. Okay, we have different sections of the sukkah. So, kitonios, kitonios. All right? We fell behind a Rashi here. All right, we'll come back. Okay. Yeah, Mishum Avira, look what's up. We'll come back to the rise of Bottom Maze Maze in a moment. Mishum Avira, topic of Allah, Ruach Shu Sholip on Nechom, you want fresh air, breeze blowing in, right, to relieve the heat. So Bistama, the queen, had a sukkah that had a ventilation system, so the breeze can come in, right? Elamada, Ritana Pligi, Avu Dola Filabana Modu, Vachidaka Shamalka, Alo Naro Sem, Shor Sem, Suvimbo, right? She's not sitting in a tiny sukkah by herself. Not just because the queen, but the queen has attendants and girls with her. So the answer is like Kitana Shabbat. Sukkah Gedola, Livnei Mesimtov, and Kitonis, Tana Mesochal and Tzias, Behebe Kitonis Yasov, Alphag Abdul Psul, Ekbos on the Ishim Tumana Sukkah. Okay, there was a little 7x7 area. The sukkah really was large enough, and that's where the boys who were mechuyev sat. Okay, but she sat in a small area for tzniyas purposes. Okay, it's Amar Avash. Let's read again. It wasn't a sukkah with compartments in it. It was one big sukkah with, you understand, it wasn't a kitonis, was a sukkah itself. It was a sukkah that had in it, a bigger sukkah that had smaller areas in it. Okay? Rabbanan Savri, Banel Mesukkah Ba'al Yadav Yasu, E Yasu Mikitonis, Mishum Stiyosa, Umishu Hakilo Amel Dabar, Behuda Sober, Banel Gaba Yasu, Afilo Hakilo Amel Dabar. Now you understand about Chokas, Behuda the Chacham. Behuda would say, no, no, they sat with her and nobody objected. Okay? And the Chacham said, no, she sat in the Kitonis in the small area, okay, for theist reasons, and then they sat in the bigger area. Okay? Yeah. Look, he told us Shabbat. Look at Rashi says Sukkah Gedolah Levnei Misibasa. He told us Ketana Misochli. We read the Sukkah. We Tomar. Next Rashi. Rav Chana and the Buki Plutu Shenam Achzeth and Rosh Ruba Mishchono. Hacha came in the Bonel Gabo Habelo Gedolah. If the children are with us, it's more than 7 and 7. Umod Rabbanu. Hi Rashi. Who did he show us Shulchan Misocha Sukkah Gedolah? I saw. Uvonel Al Shulchan Yeshuv. It was long and narrow. It wasn't wide, it was long and narrow. That's basically what Rashi says. Okay, well, that was the room for the children. Belokim, Sumanhe Belokim, Skufali, near the Vadar of Chan and Kasha, Bahai Tusa of Hunu, Bahain Iker, the Shir Rosh Ruba, Arminal Kamal, the Ainel Zayn Tvachim, Behafshal Shir Bon Mashim and Tvachim. We'll come back to that point. Okay, so that's, I'm going to put a period here, and that's what we're up to. Okay, Ramir Ladabra. So a few hours here on this. Let's go back to the sheets. Number one, number one, let's look at Rashi. Okay. Before that, let's look at I have the Tosa Rosh. I'm sorry. The Chidush Ritva also. I read that through the right base of base. Basically, Sukkah, you go and send you out 40 or 50 Yosef. Pishu, what did Yosef? And I'm Chad Minyan, 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 that's fine. We saw that earlier, the 40 or 50, good. Now let's know what Helmi Amalek exactly. Okay? Who was she? We know that there's Helmi Amalek, there's a street in Yerushalayim called the Chol Helmi Amalek. So exactly was she? Obviously, she was loyal to the Chachamim. So there is a Rashi of Abbasu, source 21. Yud Aleph Mad Aleph. Okay, the Gemara then talks about a certain king by the name of Munbaz Amela. You may have heard of him. He gave a lot of stuff here. Munbaz Amela. So the Gemara there says, Munbaz, the Rabbi Rashba, Rashi, Baba Basa, Yud Aleph Mad Aleph, 21. Bino Shalhal Ne'amalka Mizera HaChashmonoyim. So according to this Rashi, Baba Basa, Hal Ne'amalka was from the Chashmonoyim line, as money in dynasty line. Okay, that's who she was. It was from that group. You know, it started with the basically from the history, so basically from the Hanukkah story, which happened approximately 165 or so BCE, until the ascent of Hera, okay, the Chashmonaim had that, dynasty ruling Eretz Yisrael. You know this, right? You know that that's the Ramban Chumash raised an objection that says that after Yehuda, how can they take the relationship of Yehuda? How can they take the kingship? Okay, they're not from Yehuda, they're from the Kohanim, obviously, right? The Chashmonaim were Kohanim, they had no right. So, the early Chashmonaim were Tzadikim, right? Yehuda, Machmi, the brothers, and they never called themselves king. It was only the subsequent Doras that called themselves king. The early ones were careful, they were ruling temporarily, but they didn't call themselves Melech for that reason. Okay, once came across the other Avishites, once said, well, one second, you know, they had a shtickle teretz, because who did Aaron HaKohen marry? Remember the Chumash? Aaron HaKohen's wife was Elisheva Bas Aminodov, Achos Nachshon. Well, that's Moshe Yehuda. So every Kohen, for the mother's side, is Moshe Yehuda. Right? You're a descendant of Aaron, but Aaron's wife was Moshe Yehuda, so there was a Yehuda connection. Okay, good answer. But be that as it may, according to this approach, Helmi Amalka was one of the people in that period from the Chashmonaim, what we call in history the Hasmonean dynasty. The Tiferes Yisrael on a Mishnah Yuma, Paragimel Mishnah Yuma, which also mentions Munbaz Amal, Os Nun Ches, in source 22. pardon me. Tiferes Yisrael is the commentary on the bottom of the Mishnah, regular Mishnah, so Yachin and Boaz, right? So the Yachin. Munbaz Amal, the Rashi quotes the Rashi of Vasa Mizera Chashmon, Hayahu, Hayahu, Behelni Yimo, Ubrachis Rabba, Parshma Rab, East of the Munbaz, Ubzuto, Ubzutos, Bonea Shahoda Amalka, okay, this Gairu. They were from the family of Gairu. They were not from the Chashmonaim, they were Gairu. Who broke it, he's from Yosefon, the book of Yosefon. It's not Josephus, it's Yosefon, it's somebody else's history. Okay, so Malchus Adia Bena. Adia Bena, the kingdom of Adia Bena, okay, which people, so I think in the, I forgot exactly where, but it's in English, it says also spelled Adia Bena. And this Gairu would see them, Achres, Vos, Aziati, who bezitus, Molach, Mumbaz, Mumbaz, Zeb, Kodosh, Shemolach, Holach, who, the hell the Emo is Shalim, the Shosh, Shom Kavashonim, the Gamma Chemach, on Nisho, the Bonham Gary Tzedek, Alam Moskodesh, Mayitzer, okay, whatever, so do the Gair. Right, they do a little bit of who hell the Alaka was, either she was a Gioris of some sort, or was she from the Hasmonean line? Okay. Anyway, whatever. Now, getting back to the story, so what the Gemara had, this will, you know, kick us off with the Chinuch issue. The Gemara had mentioned that she had seven sons, so certainly at least one of them was old enough not to need his mommy anymore, right? Well, what's that got to do with anything? Okay, let's look at Rashi, last couple of Rashi on the page. Okay. Cotton Shein Otzor Pelima, Amir L'kama L'chaz L'chayav L'chanchom B'mitzah Sukkah. That is the threshold, that's the age you have to start training your kid to live in the sukkah. Namely, where he doesn't need his mother anymore. Okay, now again, it's a din the drabbana of the last Rashi. She says, Kiku lahargul as a kama mitzvah, she roi la kadeshi mechunuch uragul a mitzvah. That mitzvah chinuch, right? The important Rashi is telling the drabbana and said you should train the child so he'll grow up and he'll know, you know, he'll be accustomed to mitzvah. But let's just take a look at the avchav ches on the base. Okay, here in sukkah. You see it inside. The avchav ches on the base. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah starts with something else, but the Mishnah says, just a moment. Sorry, the Mishnah on Chavchas Alav, more. The Mishnah on Chavchas Alav. The Mishnah starts with something else, and at the, a little while later, towards the end, three lines from the end of the Mishnah, it says, Noshim Bavodim Uktanim are Torben HaSukkah. But katan she'eno tzarech le'imo chayav nesukah. Katan she'eno tzarech le'imo chayav nesukah. Okay, that's the mission. So on Chav Ches Beis, the Gemara asks, well, what does that mean? Okay, what does that mean? So this is about right before the next mission, Chav Ches Beis. So the Gemara says, katan she'eno tzarech le'imo, maybe 8 lines before the next mission. I want to have it. Chav Ches Beis. Katan she'eno tzarech le'imo. Hey, chedami. What does that mean? Cut chain of tzarek limo. I mean, everyone needs a mother, right? You want to have a mother, you know, right? So, Amri de Rabbi Yanai, kol shenifne ve'ein imo mekanachato. I mean, the child believes himself, and it doesn't need his mother to clean him up. But as we call that in English, say, toilet train. Okay? The kid can, it doesn't need his mother to change his diapers. Okay? That's this sheet. Okay? That's Rabbi Yanai. And Rabbi Shimon, Omer, also Shimon Lokesh, where it was, says, Kol Shineor Mishnoso Ve'eno Kore Ima Ima. Okay? The kid who gets the Eino Kore Ima, he gets up at night, doesn't call mama. Right? It's a little older, I think, than toilet drink, perhaps. Okay? It's hard to say. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Gdolim Nami Koro. Sometimes even an adult, you know, an older child than that calls a mother. Okay? Ella Kol Shineor Ve'eno Kore Ima Ima is screaming over. You know, it doesn't say Ima Ima. He doesn't need every minute when he's awake. You know, when he's awake, not when he awakens, okay, but when he's awake, you know, he's not always calling his mother every 2 seconds, right? That's the Gemara. Got it? Okay. Let's see the Rashi's. Rashi's, Kol Shener Mishnasa Ve'eno Kore Ima, She'eno Kore Parchina Kose V'chol Shal Shener. He doesn't have to call his mother. V'parchina Ima G'dol Nami Kore, Kolmar She'eno Kore Lima, who did Kore Sle'ein Tzarek Lima, Ha'im Kore Ima Tzarek Lima, Kari said, what do you mean? Even an adult person needs his mother, he calls his mother. Okay? He calls his mother, wait, it's not ma, you know, a little kid calls, that's what it means. Okay? Now, it's very nice, but the Gemara here doesn't give us an age. So I printed on the page 26. Masechas Erevin daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Source 26. Amar Ba'asim. Cotton Ben Sheish Yotzim Erevimo. This is when the Erev, not, you know, an Erev Tum, to be able to go beyond the Tum, or be able to carry. So a cotton doesn't say Cotton Ben Sheish. The age of six can go with his mother's Erev. Okay, as Rashi explains in 27, Erev Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Says Irva Imal Atzma Velo Zitzlo Be'Erev Malitzlo Imo. Even if she didn't have it much, she can carry the, bring the kid with her. Okay, the Chagufa Damin V'Stama Daita Olad Velo Sagi Lo Velav Imo. She's like an extension of him because he needs her, so she's like attached to him. Even like when she's like the baby's still in the belly, that's like a separate Erev, right? So even though the baby's not still in the belly until the age of six, he's dependent upon the mother. Okay, but back to the Gemara. But she ain't Zarav Imo. Ain't Yotzei Be'Erev Imo. Utnan namen gabe sukkah ki agadah. We're on Erev Pei Bei. He says we see the same thing by a certain sukkah. On Chav Chayes. Cotton she'ein tzirok nimachai be sukkah. Mavina bo veizel cotton she'ein tzirok nimachai be sukkah. Amad veri vayana I call shenifne ve'ein mekarchato. Again, it must be cleaned up after he releases himself. Shiva lukkah shomar kol shenere ena kar ima. Ima sabda ben. Do not be kar. El ima kol shenere vishos ena kar ima ima. And the Erev in Gemara adds, v'kama Kibar Arba, Kibar Chomesh. The Gemara more in Sukkah didn't say that, but regarding Sukkah. By Erevin it's six. It's with Sukkah, it's age 4 and 5. I'm saying it's interesting that the Gemara Erevin mentions the age, more in Sukkah doesn't. Okay? Kibar Arba, Kibar Chomesh. Okay? Let's look at Rashi. Utanah Nami Gabi Sukkah Chomar, Rechite, Vin Shein, Sark, Nimo, Karle, Halek, Nimer. Okay, I have my Sukkah, Chai, my Sukkah, with Rabbanah. May not carry him every moment to read the Rashi, but I want to point out the he doesn't cry after his mother. Kama, the last two Rashi important. Kama, bar kama, shanam, kibar, abba, kibar, chamash. Carlo, ain't tzarek limo. Why 4 or 5? Now we're back to the height of the sukkah, 40 or 50. Why 4 or 5? Because it says, kol chad lefum chorfe. Not every kid is the same. It's not a magic age. You know, some kids are more mature, less mature, more ready for this, not ready for it. You know, and it's not even a question of intellectual ability necessarily. Okay, but it's different. Alma mechiyavim bar chomesh boilas for you. It's famous by arba lo correlates our legal. The Gemara wants to extend it to Erevin, so why does it say six? But that's not my problem now. My point is, what the Gemara brings there, it adds a few words to our sugi. It's quoting our Gemara, but it quotes, it adds something to our Gemara to have, maybe the age 4 or 5. So that's actually the question, the gil, the age of chinuch for this mitzvah. The Rambam, Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, come on, we'll finish this today, okay, which we will. The Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, writes, 28, Noshon Tanah Ptum Ha Sukkah, Tum Tum Rogu Chayim Yisam Ha'Klein, Chayim Yishan Chetz Ha'Ever Chetz Ha'Kor Chayim, Kotan Shein Otzorach Nimo, Shehu Kiben Chamesh Kiben Sheish, Chayim Yisukkah, Yisam Ha'Klein, Yisam Ha'Klein, Yisam Ha'Klein, The Rambam says 5 is interesting. Because the Gemara said 4 or 5, the Rambam said 5 or 6. That could be was different in his time. Okay? Unless you want to say, as we find elsewhere in Yuma, we'll see it later in the week, unless it means entering that year. When you reach your third, you know, I'll backtrack this stuff, give me more than a few minutes. You know, sometimes you see it in the writings of the Rishonim, that's in the Pesukim as well, that a boy comes by mitzvah at the age of 13 years in one day. That's when you're by mitzvah, 13 years in one day. I once got a panic, twice in my life, I got a panic phone call. The mother who heard this did, after he was 13 one day, and his birthday, the Shabbos of his bar mitzvah was Bo Bayom, was his 13th birthday. And then she heard this did, he got me 13 in one day. She thought, all the company, he's not going to be able to leave, what are we doing? You know, it was a disaster. So 13 in one day, that's how old you are on your 13th birthday, because your 13th year ended it. Right? You're 13 in one day on your 13th birthday. You already started your 14th year. I said, that's all the Gemara means. That's all the Chazal meant. Your 13th birthday, we call the Bo Bayom, that's when you're 13 in one day. That's exactly right. It means, right? So the same thing, when a kid is one, it means he's already had a year. Right? Until then you're zero. So, it could mean when it says 5 and 6, you're entering that year. That's the word. But that's the Rambam says. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Hel, Sukkah, Tafresh, Mem, Sin, Beis, Cotton shein tarf limo who can ben chomish ben chayish. It says like the Rambam and the Mishabur. It's called da right. It's called chad kifum chorfei. Right. V'das kama chorim ben chomish olamalim aviv who beir shein tarf limo is called chad. They don't include aviv v'chan from the sukkah after the enter chorf. Some say the father's there. So again, we'll talk more about chinuch, but you see the age mentioned there. Just a couple of side points. Okay, I just want to point out to you the Tosefta in Sukkah, Parakalam Aloha Aleph. I don't know how I came across this, but Shalmi did mention. Take a look at the Tosefta. I have it here. Sukkah Shikoa tells the whole story. If you have the Tosefta, it tells the whole story with Helna Mama. But it adds, well, Shiva Bonim Talmidei Chachamim Hayu Lo, Bekula and Shuri Misoch. We're not talking about little kids here anyway. Okay, these were adults, they were Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, we don't have that version. Is that the version you have in your Tosefta? My edition had it, so should you have it? Does it read there?
Yeah.
It's a Tanakh Chacham, right? Yeah. So just an interesting, I'm just pointing it out, I'm not making a fuss about it, but we were picturing, when we read the Gemara, they were a little, there's for sure one that's older, never mind. The Tosefta avoids that whole problem. Tosefta was a Tanakh Chacham. Tanakh Chacham means they weren't 4 years old. They weren't one of these, you know, child prodigies. It's a Tanakh Chacham. Okay. Anyway, I printed the Rifah here, just we'll finish up. I just want to do this to the Chiddush Rifah. Bishol Amar Shem Chanos Yuschak Machokas Darker Shemakas. So he spells out. I already told you how the question was against the who does Raya work? Rifah spells it out neatly. So Hilchah Bishol the Lamanda with the Amar Shem Chanos Yuschak Darker Shemakas Machokas Raviru Umaisi Raya Shem Kshere. Okay, Rehuda brings a riot, it's kosher. The summer, Banea Gaba Habiyasu, Rabban and Sabbath, the Banea Sukkah Mayasiyasu. Well, the Rabban Nami, Mukimah Kipshata, Bechol Sukkah, Rabban and Sabbath, the Banea Lab Gaba Habu, Yasu, Ella, the Sukkah Mayasa, they sat in a good Sukkah, and she wasn't, and so on, as you mentioned. Okay. Tosus on the top of the page, I'll give them what I have. Lo Nitzucha Ella Kitona Shimon. Rashi quenches how they sat. Tosin said it was a long, narrow sukkah. Okay? That's the Tosin Rosh also said. I mean, if it's 7 by 7, it's not Ruth of 7 children. Okay, it's lav pirch because it was arucha too, it was long. I think I said that in Rashi, but that's all Rashi says. That's what Tosa says. Okay? The Ritva there, the Chidush Ritva there, we'll finish up with this. Uparkam Ashi Alimu the Hailo Nitzah Kitona Shabba, the Eos, the Kitona Shabba, the Yusuf, the Chitab, and Cain, my Raya, my Sibi Hudabino. Bishlam is there. The book known as Sukkah Shal Dar Amos Chasam Yehuda the Banel Gabo Amiyas. The Efshel Kula Beis Shal Dar Amos. Elam Chana and the other Sukkah Tana Shem Makzekas Rosh Rush Chana Pligi Im Kain Sukkah Shal Lo Haisa Makzekas Yoser Shil Makzekas Yoser Fila Banam Ode My Rabbi Beis Vino the Bahalo What's the Mer Banel Gabo Amiyas the Shem Bala Kedei Rosh Rush Chana Right same question the Chama Shibushim Nemu Teretz Akushizu the Nacha the High Piruk Alim the Hunahu. He doesn't go with a long sukkah, as the Tosa said. The Tosa Rashi said, "No, this is only going according to Huna." The Karla Sukkah Talam Mishum LeGabe Heli. So I said, "Malka Chashul Sukkah Shalbar Amos Tamei." For you and for me, a sukkah that's 4 hours by 4 hours, not so small, 8 feet by 8 feet. That's a normal size sukkah. For her, it's a small sukkah. Aval Yirud of Chalan Leka Raila Behuda Mitzukas Shehelni Umaslis and Abin Tiyufta. He's going back to what he said before. According to Chalan, there is no answer. Okay, remember we had the Mesek, go back to what we said before. The Mesek was on Rav Chanan and Rav Huna, right? A small sukkah. Our station had a small sukkah. So Gemara answered, no, it worked out. It was a sukkah, it was dalal dalal. Okay, when children were here, they were ruled. 1 second. But according to Rav Chanan, it doesn't help. How do you fit all 7 kids, or even some kids, in a 7 by 7? 7 by 7 is one person. So then the Tosfos answered, no, it was very long. It wasn't 7 by 7, it was 7 by 1 or whatever, but it was long, it was 50 by what it was longer. There's room for them to sit, you know, lengthwise. But the Ritva said, no, you don't have to come out to all that. That's why we reject Rav Chana. This is Taka Tiyufta of Rav Chana, okay? Which we said earlier was the Lokichad, the Lokiman, right? He says the Ritvaz Anokha the Hyperuka, it's a Tiyufta, okay? The Gemara didn't bother writing Tiyufta because we already said it's a Lokichad. But that's an important one. Is that not of Iker in Varites? He said basically we never answered Ali Badir Rukhana Barama. And Alright, there are different tarots. I'm not going to hit this later, so I'm not going to answer it, but that's how the sugya works out. So that's the end of the sugya in terms of the Gemara. But I want to spend a little bit of time talking about it here, because this is really one of the principal places. There are four or five principal places in Shas where Chinuch comes, the bits of Chinuch comes up, the many different aspects of Chinuch, okay, that are touched upon here. First of all, one striking thing here was, what's the book of the Chinuch? How does that play with the keeping a kid from doing an Avera? The different Gemaras don't let the kid do an Avera. What age are we talking about? Is the mother obligated? Sounds like the mother is. That's what's going on over here. She's the mother. Okay? And do we care that they sit in the Pasul Sukkah if they're younger or so what? So they sit in the Pasul Sukkah. Isn't that Chinuch? Is there Chinuch when it's Pasul? A lot of different aspects. And again, you can spend many shiur on the Mitzvah Chinuch, okay, which we're not going to do. But I want to go through some of the major points. I'll also give out, because we'll have an interesting question for chinuch for daughter, to my sons. What about, is there a mitzvah of chinuch for daughter also? Okay, I'm pashas there is, but it's not so pashas. So I'm not really going to talk about that. My eldest daughter became bas mitzvah, 20 years ago, but I put up for each of my children when they became bar bas mitzvah, so I gave out, instead of a bencher, you know, a lot of times you get that benchers, and after a while you have too many benchers in the house, you know. So I decided to get something maybe for pizza. So I got both my father in law, my Walachana father, to write a little essay for our Torah, and I wrote something. We put out like a little choveres, sure, take paper, and I had the bench in the back. They had the bench here, but at least it's something else. So my first daughter, I wrote about the mitzvah of chinuch for a daughter. So I'll give you that article if you're in the subject, you can read it. I have a lot of my comments and tells it in English. Okay, it was put out for the guests at the simplest, so I wrote in English. It goes to that issue, it's a chinuch for a daughter. Okay, so I'll give that if you want it. So I'm not going to talk about that, I'll talk about some of the other events and what the mitzvah chinuch is. We'll spend a few shiur about it. Okay, I'll have my comments tomorrow to get started. Okay?
Thank you.
Have a good day.